Chapter 11, A Surprising Conversation. We arrived in New York Harbour at 9:25 p.m. on the 18th of April. It was a cold and rainy evening, and I leant on the railings and watched the Statue of Liberty get bigger as we came closer. I couldn't believe that it was only 1 week since I had left the city. So much had happened since then. I felt older and very tired. A small boat with journalists sailed next to the Carpathia. They shouted questions to the people on board. Nobody answered. Lots of camera lights flashed and I realised they were taking photos. I walked to the other side of the deck and Aunt Elizabeth came to stand next to me. "You look so sad, Charlotte," she said. "I'm going to miss Georgette," I said. "I spent a lot of time with her in the last 4 days. And now I'll never see her again." Aunt Elizabeth turned to look at me. "Why do you say that?" "Georgette and her mother said goodbye to me earlier this evening. Her mother wanted to pay me for my help and for the clothes I gave Georgette. Of course I refused. When I asked for their address to write to Georgette, her mother just smiled and walked away, pulling her daughter behind her." Aunt Elizabeth put her hand on my arm. "I'm sorry," she said. "That's the way some people are." "I'm not good enough for her daughter," I said. She made it clear I wasn't rich enough or important enough for that. "Now you listen to me, Charlotte," said Aunt Elizabeth. She sounded angry. "Your worth has nothing to do with how much money you've got, the clothes you wear, or the school you went to. Teachers and nurses are important and valuable people who contribute to our society, but they're not rich. Rich people like Georgette's mother don't do anything important. They don't help people. They don't make the world a better place. If you take her money from her, what have you got?" I didn't know what to say. I was surprised at Aunt Elizabeth's passion. Normally she was so calm. "I'll tell you, you have nothing," Aunt Elizabeth continued, "except an empty person." She put her arms around me and held me tightly. "You're worth much more than you think, Charlotte. Harold Cotton would be a lucky man to have you." Surprised, I moved backwards, out of Aunt Elizabeth's arms. "What do you mean?" "I watched him with the survivors from the Titanic," Aunt Elizabeth explained. "He treated all the passengers equally. He's a good person, and he's kind. Your mother wants a rich husband for you. She thinks money will make you happy. But I think that Harold is exactly the type of man you must marry. He's worth more than any rich man." I laughed happily. The wind blew my hair around my face and I felt free, like a bird in the sky. Aunt Elizabeth gave me a strange smile. "In fact, I spoke to Harold this afternoon. I apologised to him for being rude before and I invited him to dinner. I told him that he should meet your parents." I couldn't believe this. "What did he say?" I asked curiously. "He said yes," Aunt Elizabeth shouted. I laughed at this. My aunt always surprised me. Soon we arrived at Pier 59, the pier for the Titanic. The crew dropped the Titanic's empty lifeboats into the water and we continued to the Carpathia's pier, Pier 54. At first, I didn't understand what I saw. There were thousands of people waiting, making no noise. There was just a heavy silence. Then I realised that the people were watching the Carpathia. They were waiting quietly for the survivors of the Titanic to come home.